Native plants thrive in Texas heat with less water. Previously, they were hard to find near Conroe or the Woodlands. Till now. Select from hundreds of native plants and summer veggies at Nature's Way Resources Garden Center. Bring your dog, kids, and shop over 2 acres of flowers, vegetables, and plants. Nature's Way experts help you pick the right plants, organic soils, and supplements for success. Nature's Way Resources Garden Center, 45 North at FM 1488. Nature'sWayResources.com.
Let's get growing. Welcome to the Home Show Garden Pros. It's time for gardening and landscape tips and advice from Houston's leading garden and landscape experts. Now, here's Sandy Mosier with John Ferguson from Nature's Way Resources Garden Center, just north of the Woodlands, Texas.
And good morning on Home Show Garden Pros on Sports Radio 610. This is, if you are just now listening in with us, we are a gardening show with experts who rotate through here, and all of our experts are locally owned and operated nurseries. And this morning we are lucky to have the professor, Mr. John Ferguson from Nature's Way Resources and Garden Center, and he is up on I-45 north of Conroe and or north of the Woodlands, south of Conroe. So right between there, beautiful location, just like you heard. Take your dogs, walk around, get some ideas on what you need to plant right now. And John, good morning.
Good morning, Sam.
I bet you have got a load of some new stuff coming in, getting ready for spring.
Yeah, I got everything from pottery coming in to plants, doing a lot of decoration out in the nursery.
Oh, nice.
Just little things, you know, cedar bench swing, chimes, just things to make it.
Oh, yeah.
So we've got lots of going on.
Yeah, and I love the nice tall trees, because coming from West Houston, you know, our trees are maybe not as tall as you've got up north a little bit, but it's a beautiful location. And just like all of our Home Show Garden Pros, Nature's Way Resources and Garden Center is here today with us, and we are thrilled. And you have heard from Nelson's Nursery and Water Gardens. You've heard from Peter and from Anita, who join us here on the show. And Plants for All Seasons, we had Sherry last week, and Enchanted Forest and Enchanted Gardens, which are more south. So we cover you throughout the city, and they come in and on a rotating basis, and they answer your calls at 281-833-3333. It's an easy number. It'll last you all through the morning here on Home Show Garden Pros. And then later in the morning is Tom Tynan's Home Show Radio. And he'll talk about inside the home. We're going to talk about everything green outside the home, even though it doesn't seem so green right now. So we're looking a little brown and gloomy, John. What are some things that we need to sort of say, okay, hang on a minute, don't get anxious?
Yeah, I'd wait till, like I said, a lot of things got killed back partially in the freeze.
Mm-hmm.
I've already noticed in my yard green sprouts popping up and stuff.
Yes.
So once you see that, if it's dead above, you know where, then you can prune it back a couple inches above.
Right.
In general, we don't want to prune yet because it stimulates new growth, and we might still have another freeze or two.
That's true, because we're just mid-January.
Correct.
And our last biggie was mid-February.
Mm-hmm.
So let's be patient is what I'm hearing from you and all of our Home Show Garden Pros. And the one thing Sherry taught me a few years ago was start. If you're anxious and you need to do something, walk your yard and cut the mushy and gushy.
Correct.
Okay, so describe to me which plants are my mushy and gushy ones. They're pretty obvious in my yard.
Oh, it could be a lot like canna lilies.
Yes.
That'd be one.
Okay. The wide leaves, and why are they mushy?
When they freeze, the water in the cells expands and it busts the cell walls. So it doesn't have the rigor anymore.
Okay, so versus our more woody plants or our native plants, they're not storing water in the flat leaves.
They do, but they don't freeze.
Okay, all right.
They have chemicals in there like a natural antifreeze, like we put antifreeze in our radiator.
Oh my.
So they can, and also they drop their moisture levels too, so there's not enough water to form an ice crystal that would expand and blow out a cell.
Okay, and the other ones that I had seen, and it's really important, I learned the first time around about getting rid of that mushy and gushy, because what happens if I leave them? We're saying leave your woody plants. Let's just hang on a minute. But the mushy and gushy, why should I cut it back and get rid of that?
It can rot and do things. Like I said, I leave mine.
Do you? Okay.
Yeah, like I have a bunch of crinium lilies, and the leaves are turned back.
Yes.
That now, it's also insulating the soil against future. And I've already got green sprouts starting to punch its way through.
After 2 weeks.
Yeah.
Amazing. Now, I'm sure you had some leaf mold compost around in those beds.
Well, some good composted mulch, native mulch.
Yeah. Yeah. Okay. Yeah, all right.
Yes.
Well, and that's a key. And you know what? It's not too late to add some great mulch now.
No, now's the perfect time. When does nature mulch the forest floor or the field?
In the fall and the winter.
Exactly. So now is theoretically the best time from a scientific point of view.
Right. Right. And then we've talked about using those leaves that are falling right now. You can use those leaves in your beds as an insulator. And then would you suggest putting mulch on top?
You can if you want to.
Okay. Okay.
Like I said, I use leaves all the time. If I see a neighbor's bag leaf, I grab it and dump it on the flower beds.
Yeah.
I mean, why waste those nutrients?
Right.
And stuff?
Oh, I know. I hate to see the big bags of leaves headed out to the dump. You know, let's use them. But I love that description of what's Mother Nature doing, the whys in it. It's very neat. So this is Home Show Garden Pros on Sports Radio 610. And we have got John Ferguson here, who is our Home Show Garden Pro expert, taking your calls at 281-833-3333. It's an easy number, 281-833-3333. And when we return, we have another special guest that John brought with us, and we will introduce this person after this.
You gotta eat healthy to be healthy. True for you, true for your garden, yard, and landscaping. Winterize now with MicroLife Humates Plus 004 and MicroLife Ocean Harvest 423 to see success this spring. Condition your soils with one application of MicroLife Humates Plus. Follow up with spraying MicroLife Ocean Harvest for additional degrees of frost protection. Find MicroLife at your local garden center. MicroLifeFertilizer.com.
My heart said new, but my budget said no. Then I found folks who refresh old faded patio furniture, renewing its looks, giving it new life. Houston Powder Coaters removes old paint and rust and applies a baked-on coating that lasts for years. They even replace vinyl straps, slings, and fabrics, giving my old patio furniture like new looks without busting my budget. Wrought iron, cast iron, aluminum, or galvanized, Houston Powder Coaters restores them all. Get started now at HoustonPowderCoaters.com.
You're listening to the Home Show Garden Pros. Gardening help you want, answers you can trust from members of the Home Show Garden Pros Co-op.
Sherry Hara from Plants for All Seasons in Northwest Houston.
Hi, it's Anita Nelson from Nelson Nursery and Water Gardens in Katy.
Connect with Home Show Garden Pros Co-op members anytime at HomeShowGardenPros.com or call now at 281-833-3333.
And this is Home Show Garden Pros on Sports Radio 610. It is such a treat this morning. It's always a treat on Saturday mornings to sit across from our knowledgeable experts with your landscaping, grass, trees, shrubs, veggie gardens. Veggie gardens, it's a fun time of year to do that. This is Home Show Garden Pros, and it's a co-op of rotating experts through the studio, and they come in and they answer your calls at 281-833-3333. And like I said, we have John Ferguson here today from Nature's Way Garden and Resource Center up north between the Woodlands and Conroe. Beautiful location, easy to get to, no matter where you are in Houston. It's really nice and easy to get to. But this morning, he has brought a special guest with him, and we have got Shelby sitting across from us also, and Shelby is one of his team members at Nature's Way Resources and Garden Center. And good morning, Shelby.
Good morning. Thank you for having me.
Well, thanks for driving all this way. I hear that you're way up north, so it was quite a drive.
It was a little bit of a hike, I'm glad to be here.
I'm so glad to have you here. Well, Shelby is definitely one of the youngest ones in the studio, and from what I hear, you are full of knowledge just like John. And I love that because I'm just kind of the truck driver here. Y'all are the experts. I'm a medium gardener, and you know, I just learn something every Saturday when I sit here with the Home Show Garden Pros. So thank you for driving down and being a part of this and being his sidekick. So that is wonderful news. So Shelby, Can you kind of tell me, how'd you get interested in doing this for a living?
Well, I went to school for it.
Okay.
So, it was
Where'd
a bit,
you go?
I went to Stephen F. Austin State University.
Nice.
Yes, I graduated with a Bachelor's of Science in Agriculture.
Great.
My concentration was in horticulture.
Okay.
And I kind of always knew that I wanted to end up in a nursery, and I'm very happy to have found Nature's Way Resources.
Great. And how long have you been with John?
So I've been with John since May of this past year.
That's great. Isn't it beautiful out there?
Oh, it's gorgeous.
It is. I mean, I can't imagine going out there and that's your J-O-B.
I know.
Because it's so relaxing and beautiful. You know, I drive in there and, you know, you get on the dirt road and you can feel your blood pressure going down and you've got the tall trees and you have the huge piles of the compost and the mulch that you're curating, and then the beautiful greenhouse and all the shrubbery and trees there. So what is your specialty out there? What do you like to do the best?
My specialty is probably in disease management.
Oh,
yes.
We get lots of calls about that.
Yes, disease and pest management. That is my favorite thing to be able to help customers with. And anytime we see any adverse side effects on any of our plants, which is rare, but it does happen, my favorite part is to problem solve.
That's great. Just really a scientist.
I try to be.
That is so neat. So we encourage, I know here on the show, sometimes it's hard to diagnose over the radio, right?
Right.
You're like, okay, let me imagine. So we ask folks to, they can go to homeshowgardenpros.com and they can send in pictures to us. And we get those questions and pictures every once in a while. Well, every week. And I print them out and we can always go over those. But for you at Nature's Way Resources and Garden Center, someone calls in and says, my plant is, you know, looking ugly. Mm-hmm. And what do you tell them? I mean, how can you diagnose it?
So there's a series of questions that we go through. You know, we ask the conditions in which the plant is. So we ask where it is, if it's outside, inside, the lighting conditions, your watering conditions. A lot of times it is a watering issue that causes something like that.
Right.
So I ask them to usually either send pictures or bring in a sample. But really a lot of the times I'm able to deduce a certain issue based on information that they can tell me and such as of its conditions.
Right. And then, you know, a disease, if they're saying, well, it has white spots or it has these kind of looking critters, I'm sure your brain goes in a certain direction and you're narrowing down what could be going on.
Right. Exactly.
That's awesome. I'm very proud of you and I'm thrilled that you're here with us this morning. And I know it was a long drive, so I so appreciate it because, we have people out there who are brand new gardeners or they're just hearing us. And we have master gardeners out there, you know, and then we have the professor sitting here between us, John Ferguson, who we so respect and enjoy the whys with him, because you'll hear me say that. I'm like, okay, John, why? And he goes on and tells me. And I love that because that's, you know, kind of how we deduce and we learn. So Shelby and John, we have got someone on the line for you guys. Good morning, Kay. How are you?
Good. How are y'all doing?
We are good.
Good. I have a couple of questions. I have a space outside my gate, a flower bed that's about 10 foot by 5 foot. And I'm having trouble planting it after the freeze. I put in Danqua viburnum, and it was looking pretty. And then after this last freeze, they just look absolutely awful. So I'm trying to find something. Like, I've got Japanese yew in the front that just look beautiful all the time. And I'm looking for something kind of dwarf to put in this other space that faces west. And I was wondering about dwarf Burford holly.
Okay. And this is in the flower bed?
Yes.
Okay. Well, Shelby or John?
Do you get what kind of soil and what kind of sunlight do you have?
Well, it's your soil, and it faces west.
Okay, so you get hot afternoon sun.
Yes.
Is it well drained?
Yeah, I want something that's going to stay green all year long that's not fussy.
Oh, yes. I hear you.
Because my property is gated. It's a patio home community, and each home is gated. So I don't really like to work outside the gate that much. I really like to work inside the gate, but I want the outside to look pretty.
Yeah.
Well, one thing that just kind of popped into my mind is the leucophyllum, known as the barometer bush. It's from West Texas. It's native, has pink flowers every time it rains. Most of them stay pretty much evergreen. A few were deciduous.
Mm-hmm.
But it can take the hard freezes. It can take droughts. It, you know, can live on 15 inches of rain a year.
Oh, my. Say the name again.
The leucophyllum.
Yeah. Leucophyllum.
It's also known as Texas sage.
Texas sage.
Oh, thank you. I have Texas sage.
It has little pink flowers, and you'll get 7-8 flushes of blooms during the course of a year.
Right, and they're little tiny, mine are little purple flowers.
Yeah, pink to purple, depending on the variety.
They're one of the most drought-tolerant plants.
Okay, and I like the color of the leaves, Kay, because they're sort of a light green. You know, sometimes I get tired of just solid green in my backyard, and that varied color is kind of fun to have.
Yeah,
I'm very familiar with Texas sage. So what do you think about the Burford holly or some kind of dwarf holly?
So the Burford holly is a good option. There are quite a few different hollies. The cherry bomb holly has a little bit more, I would say, tolerance to the cold, just what we've noticed in the nursery. But the Burford holly is a great option.
And then, you know, I was at a dentist the other day, and there was something planted outside that I took pictures of, and it's just beautiful because I want something to plant lower in front of that. And it was some kind of, it looked like some kind of like a, is there something like a dwarf juniper? I mean, it was like, it was almost fern-like, just real fluffy, and it was green, and at the end it almost had like these rusty colored tips.
There are dwarf junipers. If it was fern-like, it could have possibly been a foxtail fern.
No, it was not a foxtail fern. It was some kind of juniper, that juniper that I've never seen before, and it was just so. It was just so pretty.
Was it in a pot or in the ground?
No, it was in the ground, and it was a ground cover almost.
Okay.
Yeah, there's several varieties of trailing junipers, so it could have been one of those. There's so many cultivars now, it's hard to keep track of them all.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I've never seen one like that before, and I just thought it was absolutely beautiful.
Well, interesting.
Well, so another one that loves the heat, I was thinking that my favorite is one of the Texas lantana, the red lantana. Take the cold and stuff.
Planting a lantana in that bed, actually.
Okay.
I'm going to. Yeah. Where it transitions from the Japanese yew to whatever I'm going to put on the other side. But what do you think about this Sandanqua viburnum?
So have you tested to see if it was live yet? You can scrape the bark or the stem of it to see if it's still green. If it's still green, you're still good. You have a couple of weeks left to see if you have any green flush out come back. If I would give it until about mid-spring before I make any detrimental decisions.
Yeah.
Oh, it's alive. It's alive.
Good.
I was just hoping that it would be one of those that would kind of, because it says a dense, compact, evergreen shrub, but it lost its leaves.
I can't say. I'm not really sure why. I do believe they should be evergreen, the Sasanquas.
Yeah.
However, they may flush their leaves back out. Those leaves may have just been really damaged by the cold. It got down to, I think, around 12 degrees in some areas.
Yeah, it did. It did, and I covered it. And, of course, it was just getting very, very, it was a beautiful, beautiful couple of bushes, and now they just, it was terrible.
So you've done the scratch test, Kay? So there is
I know it's alive. That's not the issue.
Okay.
I just want to put something there that's going to stay beautiful like my Japanese yew does.
Right.
But I don't want to put Japanese yew on that side.
Okay. All right. So we've come up with a few. The Texas sage.
Mm-hmm.
You said, what else did you say? The cherry bomb?
The cherry bomb.
Uh-huh.
Anything? And then y'all also said the dwarf Buford might be a good idea.
Possibly, yeah.
And the lantana. But you're planting lantana somewhere else?
Lantana is on the list. But so what? So are those?
Well, dwarf yellow pond is another
one.
Excuse me, Pam, but okay, really. Okay. Dwarf yellow pond has popped in my head. That might be a good one for there. They got some of those, and it stays evergreen.
Dwarf yellow pond. Oh, yes. Yeah, I have a neighbor that has some of that, and I do like that, too.
And okay. And also has berries that are good for the birds, too, in the winter.
Oh, nice.
And yes, I plant for birds and butterflies and all that stuff, so I am looking for something, you know, that's going to bring in.
Right.
You know, what was there before was bottle brush, and they were so incredibly beautiful and for years, and of course I lost them in the...
Yep.
In the February freeze, and that was horrible. And I've never been able to plant anything there that's just as pretty yet.
Yeah. Well, I hope that helps a little bit, Kay. Did you have another question? Because we're going to hop out to a break, and we can come back with you if you've got another question.
I think that's going to do it. I appreciate it.
All right. Well, good luck. We're excited to hear back from you.
Okay. Listen to y'all every Saturday, and love you guys.
Thanks. Have a great weekend. And this is Home Show Garden Pros on Sports Radio 610. And we are so lucky to have John Ferguson and Shelby from his team here taking your calls at 281-833-3333. It's an easy number, 281-833-3333. And we will return after this.
Your beautiful yard starts here at Sienna Mulch. Hi, I'm Ashley from Sienna Mulch. We're a family-owned green recycler and manufacture our own premium hardwood mulch. Come find the varieties of mulch, compost, soil, sand, gravel, and stone that add more beautiful to your yard. No truck? No problem. We deliver. While here, grab your favorite fertilizers, plant food, and landscaping tools. Everything to give your yard a beautiful start. Visit Sienna Mulch off 521 in Rose Sharon, online at siennamulch.com.
Cutting back plants help them survive winter. 70 to 80% isn't too much. It might hurt you, but helps your plants. You're listening to Home Show Garden Pros on Sports Radio 610.
And we are back. Happy gardening, everybody. I hope you're enjoying your cup of tea this morning, or your coffee, or your orange juice. Looking out the window, and I know you kind of see some brown out there, but we're going to be patient, and there is still plenty for us to do because we are in Houston, Texas, and you can plant year-round, which, you know, Shelby and John, we've got a lot of people who've moved to the southern Texas area and the region, and they've moved from out of state, whether it's from far west or far east, and they probably are listening this morning going, what? I can go to a nursery today and plant something? So absolutely, we can plant year-round here. So this is Home Show Garden Pros, and I am here with John Ferguson from Nature's Way Resources and Garden Center. And he has brought Shelby, who has also joined us as our experts today, taking your calls at 281-833-3333. And we had a great call from Kay. They were kind of walking her through some ideas on what she wanted to plant in her bed. And John, you brought up the Texas lantanas. And I love the lantanas. So I have a little story about the lantanas, because it was years ago when I was very new at this, and I had some really pretty ones on a front driveway. And my mom and dad would come over for their Sunday dinner, and my dad fussed at me one day, and he's like, these are growing into the driveway. You need to cut them. Well, they were beautiful and blooming, and I didn't want to mess with them. And I was like, just leave them alone. They're fine. But they grow big and fluffy. You know, they sprawl, which I love if you want to take up some space. Well, I thought, okay, I probably do need to cut them. And then I had a friend say, well, why don't you just move them? Okay, so we moved them to the front island, and this was probably November of, 20 or 19, right before the freeze. 2 months before the freeze, I had transplanted these. The freeze came, and they turned to stick, and that's what we're all seeing right now. Well, as a newbie, I thought, oh my gosh, they are goners for sure, and they survived. They are perfectly fine. We trimmed them back. They came, I mean, they are just big and fluffy again. So it's a great native if you want a tough, sprawling, you know, bush.
And it's great for butterflies and other pollinators.
Yeah, it really is.
I remember we had some out in the nursery right after Winter Storm Uri a while back, and they were blooming the next day.
Isn't that amazing?
So they're tough.
Yeah, and they do. And the butterflies, I love that little delicate flower because it's so delicate looking, but it is a tough plant.
Yeah.
You know, it's a tough shrub, I guess I should say. And you go there most of the months out of the year, and you can see butterflies just taking off on those flowers.
Yeah, my retirement property up near LaGrange, they grow wild out in the pasture fields.
Yes, and on the bayou.
Yeah.
On the bayou, they do too.
Well, I was thinking, in turn for Kay, you know, some other things she could use are the dwarf roses.
Oh, hello. Yes, dwarf roses.
Trailing types. I got one I use in my yard. It called Martha. It's an antique rose called Martha Gonzalez. It's extremely tough.
Okay.
There's some there. That whole family, there's a 100 selections.
That's a great idea. The trailing one is called what?
Oh, there's different ones.
Okay. Oh,
there's several Cascade series. I mean, there's different ones. I mean.
Okay. And they're tough.
Yep. Roses are tough.
That's great.
A lot of them can go 20 below zero.
Okay.
Cold tolerance.
Yeah. Yes. Yes. Well, so we are, as I said, you can plant year round here, right, Shelby?
Right.
And what are some, you know, somebody, we're looking outside now out on our balcony or our patio or our yard, and we're seeing some, you know, frustratingly brown items, whether it's our grass or our shrubs. Now, if you've got potted plants and you took those in, there's some color for us, thank goodness.
Right.
But is there something we can be doing in our shrub beds right now? What could we do? Because we don't we don't want to pull things up, right?
Right. You don't want to pull anything up just yet.
Okay.
So, again, do the scratch test on all of your things. Take a walk around your garden, like you were saying earlier.
Oh, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Get out the mushy and gushy. John, you know, he does keep his in there. But if you're just looking to do something,
right,
that's something that you can do.
Right.
Some of the things that will turn that way are aloe veras, succulents, some agaves.
Oh, okay.
And again, like your elephant ears, your cannelilies, any of your crinums, agapanthus, your lily of the Niles.
Oh, yeah, that's what I have, the lily of the Niles.
Yes. And so a good thing to do is to trim those back, and you can put a little bit of mulch over them.
Okay.
Right now they're starting to pop back up,
even
in the nursery in pots. So.
Wow, that is amazing. So now the mulch over them, you don't mean cover what you've cut. You don't mean cover the bottom part. It still needs to have sunlight.
Right. Well, yes. So with the crinums and with any of your bulbing items, you can cover right over them.
Oh, okay.
And they will pop right up through it.
Okay. That is great to know. Thank you, Shelby.
Yeah, some of my amaryllis has already popped back up. They get the top growth was killed off, and they've already got new shoots coming up.
They're happy as can be. Well, and you're the king of soil, too. So, you know, you've got the good stuff. I would love to hear that Kay said that she's got your leaf mold compost. And that's really it. It's kind of like when you buy a house, location, location. Well, when you plant a plant, it's soil, soil. So this is Home Show Garden Pros on Sports Radio 610, and I'm here with John Ferguson from Nature's Way Garden and Resource Center, and he has brought Shelby to the studio with us. So we have got a room full of experts here for you to call in at 281-833-3333, 281-833-3333, and we will return after this.
You might have started while stuck at home.
Or maybe now you want to.
Either way, we're here to help.
We're Nelson's Nursery and Water Gardens.
West Houston's full-service local nursery.
Growing your skills and your yard.
Whether you're a garden newbie or ninja.
Get needed advice and plants that last.
Freshly delivered weekly.
And soil, fertilizers, treatments, all you need.
We make it easy.
One stop, trusted advice.
That's why West Houston trusts Nelson's Nursery.
And Water Gardens.
Katy, Fort Bend Road.
You can find us.
And a walk in the garden wears me down.
Now, back to answering your gardening questions with Home Show Garden Pros.
This is Home Show Garden Pros on Sports Radio 610. Good morning. I am Sandy, and I am here with John Ferguson from Nature's Way Garden and Resources, and Shelby are both taking your calls at 281-833-3333. Such an easy number. 281-833-3333. And we are here taking your calls and concerns about what's going on in that yard of yours and what is your to-do. And they were talking about sort of being patient, trimming the mushy and gushy, and mulching around those plants. Because I think this is a great time of year to mulch, because July is hot.
Mm-hmm.
And really, this is the time when our shrubs could use that mulch in protection, because you were talking about Mother Nature falls their leaves, you know, the leaves fall and use that as mulch. So who knows? This is only mid-January and we could have another cold snap.
Yeah, as I told you earlier, I remember as a boy in March having freezes here.
Yes, right.
So we never know.
You never know. So this is a great time. If there's really no planting that's on your to-do list, mulching is a great chore.
Yeah. Some other plants I was thinking about, you know, while we're during the break, I grow a lot of 8 or 9 varieties of oxalis.
Okay.
And a lot of them have purple foliage or thing, and they're all blooming right now.
That's amazing. And some they're evergreen, typically?
Yep. Yeah. Evergreen. Some of my violets already got bloom heads on it.
Okay. Size.
What are they? 6-8 inches tall.
Oh, okay.
They're short.
So just a short little. Oh, that's nice. Good idea.
So those are pretty tough.
Because that's contrasting from the lantana. And even the sage can get pretty big. So those are great ideas. It looked like Shelby, you had something.
So the oxalis is a really great ground cover. It will spread, and it does have beautiful burgundy color, and there's a green one as well. And fun fact, the flowers are actually edible.
That's very fun. Well, I love that you said burgundy. See, I would call burgundy maroon, being an Aggie.
Okay.
So I was like, okay, well, that could be a ground cover for me. I used to steer away from orange, but now, of course, I love the orange. I love any colors we can get back there because variety is going to attract different pollinators, right?
Correct. And like on success, I got some have yellow flowers, pink flowers, white flowers, purple flowers.
Oh, awesome.
Like I said. I've been growing them for 20 years.
Okay, so it's a good ground cover.
They keep coming back. They're tough.
Now, what about sun? How does it need? What does it need on
There's
sun?
There's some that like the yellow fire, likes it 7-8 hours of sun. Some of the others like heavy shade.
Okay.
And some of the ones in between.
It yeah.
Depends on which species.
That's nice. That's a great idea. Thank you. Now, we were talking about, you know, hey, hold on. We could have a freeze up until March. Now, I'm sorry that we said that, listeners. But anyway, we'll be ready for it. No problem.
It's doubtful, but it's possible.
Yeah, but our last heavy one that we had years ago was mid-February, and that's kind of more typical. So hopefully we won't have another tough one. But I told you earlier at the break that I read an article. Someone said, oh, yeah, spring is February 15th. And I was like, okay, wait a minute. That's kind of early for spring. So, John, give us some education on quote-unquote spring for planting.
Well, there's the legal definition where the equinoxes occur, blah, blah, blah.
Yes.
In practice, it varies from year to year.
Okay.
Based on weather patterns. I've seen spring hit as early as the first week of February. And so other times, almost mid-March, it was delayed due to prolonged cold, wet weather.
Okay.
I remember my grandmother used to tell me, says, you always tell when spring's actually here when the pecan trees bud out.
Oh, the pecan trees. Well,
they're one of the last.
Yes. That's a southern grandmother talking right there.
Yep.
Okay. And we really don't know if that is spring, like you say, until the pecans maybe, until we're into March, because we can't predict when that freeze is going to be.
Correct.
So get out there and enjoy that backyard. Now, speaking of yard, so we've got some yard issues.
Mm-hmm.
Well, or you might think they're issues, but they're really not. So when we return from the break, let's talk about what we're seeing in our lawns.
Okay.
And then we can give some hints on maybe any nurturing that we can do. This is Home Show Garden Pros on Sports Radio 610. I'm here with John Ferguson from Nature's Way Resources and Garden Center. Beautiful location up north between Conroe and the Woodlands. A great day to go and take a drive up there to visit them. And we will return after this.
We love our house, except for the humps. Those evil humps lead to bumps. Humps and bumps lead to trips and falls. All because our driveway and sidewalk shifted and lifted. Enough is enough. Tom Tynan says what I need is some CRC. Concrete Raising Corporation. Free estimate. Quick fix. Now those humps and bumps are straight and level. Looks better. Safer too. And they'll do it for you. Concrete Raising Corporation. CRC-Houston.com.
Water less. Cold times are hibernation times for plants. Help them rest. Water lightly, at most once a week. Now, back to answering your gardening questions with the Home Show Garden Pros.
What to do? What to do? Huh. What is on your to-do list? Well, your yard and landscaping are hungry for fighting nature's stressors. We had a hot, hot summer, and we had a cold snap. So what your lawn and garden needs right now is some food. MicroLife Organic fertilizers are the best. Add MicroLife Liquid Organics, MicroLife MicroGrow. These deliver the highest nutritional values possible. And with MicroLife, you will never burn your plants or lawn. Even better, MicroLife is all organic, and we talk a lot about that here on the show. It is safe for you, it is safe for your children and your pets. For healthy soils, healthy plants, and healthy people, find MicroLife at your favorite Home Show Garden Pro and find your neighborhood location at microlifefertilizer.com.
All right, Cindy. You know, a lot of people don't know, but I'm a licensed soil scientist, and over my career, I've tested dozens of brands of fertilizers. And MicroLife's the only one I use personally.
So. Mm-hmm. Well, there's the endorsement of the day for sure.
Yep.
I love MicroLife.
Well, I started learning, you know, when I was in grad school, I learned all about the chemicals.
Mm-hmm.
And about 30 years ago, I read an article in the Journal of Environmental Horticulture. And this is on azaleas, that the same amount of nitrogen, whether it's in a chemical form or organic form, when it was applied to chemical form, it attracted lace bugs to the azaleas. But in the organic form, it did not.
Interesting.
Well, there's not to go into all the science, but water-soluble nitrogen from the chemicals forced nitrogen in the plant. It had to grow fast. It was weak growth, insects seeing the ultraviolet, so they were attracted to it.
Oh, almost like a stimulator.
Yes, it forced too much growth.
Okay.
And it was weak growth. Well, let's go back to our turf grass, our yards. Like this time of year, brown patch is a major problem, particularly in St. Augustine lawns with cool, wet soils.
Mm-hmm.
There's a beneficial bacteria called Actinomycetes.
Okay.
This good bacteria eats that fungus, the Rhizoctonia solani, what we call brown patch. If you got this guy in your soil, you'll never get brown patch.
Oh.
But he's salt sensitive. All artificial fertilizers, the chemical fertilizers, are chemically salts. They kill this guy off.
Okay.
And that sets you up, then you get brown patch. The chemical companies have taught us to come in and a broad-spectrum fungus, Fungonex, Terrachlor, one of the other broad fungicide. Healthy soil can have thousands of species in a tablespoon of soil.
Wow.
You just wiped them all out, kind of like going to a Texans football game. You got one criminal out of 85,000 people. Let's kill everybody.
Yeah, yeah.
Well, you use the fungicide. So, well, fungus breaks down thatch. Well, now you get a thatch problem, so you've made a home for webworms, chinch bugs.
Oh, yeah.
The chemical comes, taught us to be on this merry-go-round.
Right.
And just keep milking us.
Right.
And it's so easy to prevent by switching over.
Organic.
To use an organic fertilizer like MicroLife and top dress of leaf mold compost.
Right. It's a bad cycle to be in. Technically, it's an addictive cycle for our lawns, right?
It is.
Because they can't do anything on their own anymore because you've killed the good guys.
Yeah.
And they're just addicted to the synthetic. So we actually get questions all the time about, I have switched or I've moved towards, you know, you're not turning on a light switch when you move towards organic, but it's a process, but you can see it. You can mm-hmm. see it working. So we really, you know, there may be a time or two when you've got to, you know, have some sort of spot treatment for something or another. And I know John, you know, he says, okay, carefully do this. But all in all, I love the organic process because there's not a schedule.
Correct.
Your schedule is walk in your yard and your lawn and you're like, huh, okay, this area looks this way. What do I do? I'm going to add some more MicroLife or I'm going to do some topsoil or some healthy mulch. So that's the schedule. And I like that.
Yeah. I want to point out something, too, to use an analogy here. Organics, you can get results almost immediately.
Yes.
But to use an analogy, my wife's a psychologist. Mm. Someone comes to her and says, hey, doc, I've been doing cocaine. How long is it going to take me to recover? How big, how many doses, how often do you do it, and how big a doses?
Oh, yeah.
So before you can heal, you have to undo the damage. So if you've been on a chemical program and you got terribly abused soils, it's going to take longer to heal them
right.
before you can get positive. You start on neutral ground, you can get results in 48 hours.
Right.
So it depends on your starting point.
Right, exactly. And, you know, new neighborhoods, we get calls from people who have moved into new developments, and the builders basically just put sod on top of all the concrete or whatever they've sort of thrown.
Leave all the debris down and just cover it up with the cheapest fill dirt they can find.
Right. So that's, you know, that's a hard process. But if they start right away, they can, you know, like, I've heard you say, you know, they could put down Humates Plus to help break down that clay and
if
then your
clay,
leaf mold compost.
Yep.
And do that a few times a year. And how often do you spread your leaf mold compost? Or do you anymore?
Once every other year.
Wow.
I'm in a maintenance mode. You know, like I haven't watered my yard since the drought of 2011.
I know. When we talk to you and Sherry during the summer, I am so jealous.
And, in fact, even before this last freeze, my grass was up about almost 7 inches tall. I was getting ready to have to mow it. It was still growing slowly, but it was growing and green.
Yeah, my grass was green right before the freeze.
But even now, even though it browned after the freeze, I've already got green grass blades popping back up.
Wow. And you talk about during the summer, your grass grows so well because you don't have to water it. And tell me why. What's going on with the organic process? What is your grass doing that it doesn't need you to water it?
Several things.
Okay.
One, when you use organic fertilizers, they're more efficient, so the plant needs a lot less of them.
Okay.
Like I only use one bag of MicroLife every other year.
Wow.
But I'm in a maintenance mode.
Yeah.
I'm no longer in a building mode.
Okay.
Then the next thing. You know, St. Augustine roots have the genetic potential to go down 10, 12 feet.
Wow.
Because they're a hybrid between a prairie grass that lives on 10 inches of rain from Africa and a Gulf Coast species that's humidity tolerant. So if you get healthy soil and you start building your soil using like compost and humates, the soil opens up, oxygen goes down. As oxygen gets in the soil, roots can go deeper and deeper.
Okay, and they're protected down there.
They can. That way they get water instead of having, you know, 3 or 4 inches to get water from. Now I got some of my St. Augustine going down 4 feet
nice.
Or more.
So it's self-sustaining.
It's self-sustaining.
Nice.
Then they have more, again, they have more soil profile to get nutrients from, whatever.
Uh-huh. That's great. Well, you know what? We're moving towards that. And I'm thrilled. I love to go out there and, like Shelby was talking about, she loves the science of it. She likes to figure it out, you know, if there's a disease or a problem, to figure it out. And I think that's what we're all in this. It's not a mundane hobby or job. You know, it's something that is stimulating every day and you're trying to figure it out. So I enjoy that. That's the part that I love.
The other thing I want to mention, like I said, that good bacteria, Actinomycetes,
uh-huh.
also works against take-all, St. Augustine decline. But you can't use artificial fertilizer because they kill the good bacteria that controls those diseases.
Okay. Well, when we return, let's talk about the take-all and the brown patch because we have had some questions on those. So when we return, we'll touch on the lawn. But we are also taking your calls at 281-833-3333. Easy phone number, 281-833-3333. And Home Show Garden Pros will return after this.
Get your green on at Plants for All Seasons. From perennials and annuals to ground cover and grasses, their hand-chosen plants are second only to their support. Get even greener. Plants for All Seasons gardening classes are a fun way to learn something new for everyone, from beginning or master gardeners. Plants for All Seasons, 21328 Highway 249, just north of Louetta, and online at plantsforallseasons.com.
Welcome back to the Home Show Garden Pros.
Well, we hope everybody made it through the freeze without too much damage. Welcome back to Home Show Garden Pros. This is Joey from Enchanted Nurseries and Landscapes. But if you've got some plants that aren't looking happy, we've got some solutions to help you get them to recover. Come on in and we can tell you what's what and what you need to do with all of your freeze damaged plants. The pansies and violas made it through the freeze and are super happy right now. If you're wanting to plant some color in your beds, but you're afraid of another freeze, then those two would be great options for you. We've got a great selection of pansies and violas, so come on out and see what we have. If you hadn't gotten around to your cool weather garden, there's still time. We've got lots of great options to plant in your vegetable garden this time of year, whether it be by plant or by seed. We just got a huge shipment of fruit trees. Peaches, pears, plums, apples, figs, and more. This is a great time to plant a fruit tree, so come on out. Enchanted Gardens is located at 6420 FM 359 in Richmond, convenient to Cinco Ranch, Katy, and Richmond. Enchanted Forest is located at 10611 FM 2759 and also in Richmond. Now back to Sandy, John, and Shelby.
And thank you, Enchanted Forest and Enchanted Gardens. This is Home Show Garden Pros on Sports Radio 610, and this is a co-op of our knowledge experts. And we have John Ferguson here from Nature's Way Resources and Garden Center up north. And you just heard from Joey and Danny from Enchanted Forest and Enchanted Gardens. Sherry was here last week from Plants for All Seasons up on 249. And we've had the Nelsons here from Nelson's Nursery and Water Gardens outing in the the Katy area. So we have got you covered. All beautiful, unique locations, family owned and operated, and they're not the only experts. They have teams of experts. And speaking of teams, we have one of John's team members here, Shelby. So she is also here taking your calls. And John and Shelby, we have got Bill on the line for you. Good morning, Bill.
Hey, good morning.
Good morning.
Hey, we just appreciate y'all's show. We just finished building a home in Waller County, and the home is a house on a slab, and underneath the slab we did select fill and proof rolled it, and it comes out from the house probably 40 foot in each direction, so it's compacted really, really well, and it's select fill, and it's really hard. And I was just wondering, when we go to plant grass, and I presume y'all would recommend St. Augustine in that area. I'm not sure, but just wondering how y'all would, or what would be the proper way to prep the ground where we're going to plant grass, because we'll be doing that probably, before too long, I guess.
Okay, Bill, a couple questions. Did the builder clean up the site, or did he leave the brick, paint, drywall just covered up? That's the first thing.
Well, we basically did the house, most of it, a lot of it ourselves, but anyway, it is pretty well cleaned up. I mean, it's just a select fill,
right?
What you look at,
Well, the reason I ask is because sometimes if it's commercial builder, like when I had my own yard, I tilled it, hauled off 27 wheelbarrow loads of stuff that would have caused soil problems for 30 years.
Oh, yeah.
But, okay, a couple things you can do if you wanted to. You could plant ryegrass right now. Ryegrass is one of those plants that has 10 times more biomass in the roots than it does the leaves. And it grows in cold weather. And that's what I did on my yard. Once I got it cleaned, I grew up and got it to about 15, 18 inches tall, tilled it under, planted another crop, did it two or three times to build the organic matter to help break up the hard fill. The other things you can do, you can till in compost to a depth of about 6 inches, put some trace minerals in it, and that'll help loosen the soil, then come in whatever plants you want. From there, then you have to think. That just kind of generally improves the soil.
Okay.
Now you got to think.
Go ahead. Get a tiller.
Yeah.
Just kind of go over around the yard and plant the ryegrass. Is what you're saying?
If you plant ryegrass, you don't have to till it.
Okay.
Until the ryegrass is up and you want to kill it, terminate it, and take that organic matter and turn it into the soil.
Oh, I got you. Okay.
Then you can do it again. You got time to get two crops in before it gets hot. Ryegrass doesn't like the hot weather.
Oh.
But then you build your organic matter in the soil, which is good for the earthworms and other things, and you can trigger up stuff.
And then you mentioned the leaf mold compost. So
yep.
At what point should he do that?
Well, you can do either or.
Either or. Okay. All right.
Yeah, it's more expensive using the compost, but it's quicker.
Uh-huh. Depending on how big of a space you have area.
Correct.
Okay.
The other thing I'd recommend is put down some remineralizer to make sure the micronutrients are there. And at the same time you're tilling, you're mixing in the compost, mix in some MicroLife.
Mm-hmm.
And I like the 624, the MicroLife Ultimate in the blue bag.
Mm-hmm.
Because, it's got humates and other stuff too.
Okay.
The compost is full of beneficial microbes, and that kind of. Then after that, you go to some kind of plants. Are you going to plant cactus? Are you going to plant fruit tree?
Yeah.
Then you get more specific. But those just kind of gets a healthy soil for turf grass.
And a great start.
Yep.
You're lucky to be able to sort of start from new.
Yeah. Well, we had quite a lot of mess from time to time, but we've had a dumpster there the whole time and try to just keep everything clean, as best we could.
Well, good.
But on the ryegrass, just use a spreader to spread that out.
You can, I guess. I've never tried. I just scattered it just put it in a bucket and threw it. Let the wind scatter it.
Nice.
Oh, I got you. Okay. All right. And then how dense do you put it out? Just throw it out as?
Yeah, where you have a seed every inch or two.
Okay.
Yeah, the more you put out, the more it's going to germinate, and the thicker, the more organic matter you're going to get.
And then once it comes up, just till it back into the soil.
Yeah, once it gets 15, 18. Yeah, once it gets 15, 18 inches tall.
And then he does one more round of seeds.
Yeah, I did mine twice because I got started this time of year.
Okay.
I was able to get two crops in.
Mm-hmm.
And that just gives you more organic matter.
Awesome.
Okay. All right. Well, hey, I sure appreciate the help. I didn't really know which direction to go on that.
Well, great. I'm glad John could help you. Thanks very much for your call.
All right, thank you.
Bye-bye. This is Home Show Garden Pros. Thanks very much, John. I mean, like I say, we all learn something new every day, and that's what's so fun about this. This is Home Show Garden Pros on Sports Radio 610. You can reach us at 281-833-3333, 281-833-3333. Our Home Show Garden Pro is John Ferguson from Nature's Way Resources and Garden Center, and we will return after this.
Clean, clear water. No scent, no taste, just crisp refreshment your body craves. City and well water have impurities that smell, taste bitter, spot glasses, and clog your pipes. Worse, it dries out skin and hair. Clean is better. Go clean with a Kinetico water treatment system from Aquatex. Your body will love you for it. Schedule a free Aquatex water analysis online at aquatexwater.com. Go clean. It's what your body craves. Aquatexwater.com.
Now back to answering your gardening questions with the Home Show Garden Pros.
Yes, this is Home Show Garden Pros on Sports Radio 610, and I am here with John Ferguson from Nature's Way Resources and Garden Center. It is a beautiful location up north on 45 between the Woodlands and Conroe. Easy exit off, and he's right there. Like he says in his little commercials, you can bring your pets, you can bring a picnic lunch, but most importantly, you can get some great ideas if you're not quite sure what is on your to-do list. It's a great place to go to, and all of our Home Show Garden Pros here on Sports Radio 610 are resources that are just deep, just like the roots we were talking about. So Nelson's Nursery and Water Gardens has been an expert. Plants for All Seasons, Enchanted Forest and Enchanted Gardens, which are south, and Nature's Way Resources today. So we were just chatting over the break, and I want to remind folks that OBA is an organization that we promote and we believe in very much. And they've got something coming up in January, which is called Science Day.
Correct.
Now, can anybody go to this, or do you have to be in the trade?
No, anybody can go to it. It's actually targeted to homeowners.
All right.
But you just have to go to the website, OHBAonline.org, and register.
Okay. All right. And I saw the promotion of it the other day, and there are so many topics.
Correct.
You know, if you are a newbie at this, this is a great way to just learn something new. You know, you can go in and just learn one little topic, and then come and listen to the show on Saturdays, and we can just build on that. So that's a great way to do it.
And there'll be several of the supporters of OBA be there with booths to answer questions during the breaks and stuff.
Right.
So that's another source of learning, too.
Right. John and Shelby may be in and out there, and they're team members. So it's a great way to pick people's brains and to learn something. So, Shelby and John, we have got Ted on the line. Good morning, Ted. How are you?
Good morning, ma'am. How you doing?
We are good. What do you have for Shelby and John?
Since we had the freeze, we had a lot of our plants covered up, but it seems like even the one, my hibiscus and different things that were covered up, of course, all the leaves have died off of them now. Of course, everything looks horrible. At what point in time should we start trimming those back and stuff for new growth? Should I wait till after the cold months hit and then trim them back, or is it something we should do now?
So with the hibiscus, do you know what variety it is?
It's green. Got good flowers.
hibiscus are notorious for not being cold hardy, unfortunately. A lot of the leaves will die off, and what you can do is a scratch test. You can see if you see any green in them. I would recommend waiting until about mid-March before you make any decisions on pulling anything out. Okay. As far as trimming it back, if your hibiscus does come back, you will be getting some growth from old wood. So I wouldn't trim it back too much.
Oh.
Okay.
You can trim off, if you see any new growth on it, like John was saying earlier, you can trim above that, any of the parts of the plant that are not getting any growth on them.
Okay.
So, yes.
Yeah, because I remember the last time we had to freeze a few years ago, we had lost a lot, but then a lot of them, I wasn't sure when to actually trim them back, and then we started seeing some new growth at the bottom and stuff, new leaves and twigs growing off, and so we cut them way back just above those. And some of them made it, some of them I had to pull up, and we've replanted. But now all the new stuff that's growing up really big now is all dying off, so I didn't know at what time that we should turn some of that old growth or the old dead stuff off. But I really didn't want to do it, knowing that we may have another freeze coming up, you know, in the next couple months or whatever, if I should just leave as is and then trim up later on, you know, like I said, in the spring and stuff.
Exactly. No, that's a good plan to be careful. Now, Shelby, when you say the scratch test, Ted probably already knows this, but for other people who may be listening, do I scratch it up top or do I scratch it down low?
So you can do both.
Okay.
I would scratch kind of in the middle, towards the bottom. You're going to make sure at that point that your plant is green at the bottom with the roots.
Yeah.
So you can take your fingernail, you can take a small sharp object, do just a little scrape, don't cut into it.
Yeah.
And a lot of the times you can get past that first layer and into the plant itself and see the green.
And you'll see that green. Mm-hmm. Now, Ted, was your hibiscus in a pot or is it in landscaping?
They're in landscaping.
Okay.
We have a couple in pots, but 90% of them are in landscaping, along with some of the other flowers we have.
But you covered them, right?
Yeah, we had them covered. Of course, that wind did.
I know.
The wind tore us up and blew a couple of them off and stuff, so they weren't covered like they normally should have been. But for the most part, they were covered up, but still, we still got some dead. Of course, like I said, that wind was horrible.
Yeah,
it blew a lot of our stuff off overnight, and so they got the brunt of it for the most part during the night.
Yeah, I don't know if you were listening a few weeks ago. Peter Nelson was talking about the difference between the 21 freeze in this one, and the wind on this one almost made it worse, because at least in 21 we had some snow. And John and Shelby, is this right? It sort of insulated it a little bit?
Correct.
So we didn't have that wind. So this was a different freeze. So we may have things that don't make it this time that made it last time.
Ted? Yeah, exactly. With that snow, I remember it kind of put some weight on some of the blankets and
yes.
the sheets and stuff and kind of held it down. This time it did not happen that way.
Mm-hmm.
Well, a couple thoughts for you, Ted. We sell 4 or 5 varieties of hibiscus that are cold hardy.
Oh.
Like the machitas, they have an 8 to 10 inch flower. They're native to Texas, to the swamp country. They come back from the root. They naturally die back to the ground for winter and pop back up in the spring, and they have an 8 to 10 inch diameter flower.
Ooh.
And I've had some in my yard that are 20 years old with zero care.
That's a great idea.
I have a green thumb, but actually when we go to the nurseries and picking out hibiscus, we go by the color of the flower, and most of them are probably tropical in the bloom and stuff like that.
Yep.
So that's typically the route that we go, and so typically don't pay attention whether it's cold or winter or summer, but most of our hibiscus done really good. We have really great soil, and they've flourished quite a bit. I mean, they get so big that we have to trim them back because they're just taking over.
That's beautiful.
They actually, it's really beautiful, but like I said, and when you're looking at them now, it's like all your hard-earned money and work and everything you put into it to plant your flower beds and stuff just look absolutely horrible right now.
Well, and that may be, you know, if you do lose some of them, that may be a good chance to move maybe towards some native plants that can handle some of these cold and hot extremes that we have. And then,
Texas and living in South Texas, you know, you catch that one freeze every once in a while,
right.
And then if you're lucky, it gets down in the 30s, you know, a couple times a year, and that's
right.
about it.
Right. Well, a lot of times we talk about the variety of natives that you can choose from, too, so that keep that
yes,
in mind.
Ma'am.
Yeah. Oh, well, your hibiscus sound beautiful. I hope they recover.
I do, too.
Okay, well, keep us up.
A lot of hard-earned money and work.
I know. Well, keep us up to date, and if you need some more ideas on something similar to your hibiscus, or tell us the name again, John, of the cold hardy one.
Oh, hibiscus machita is one.
Machitas. Okay,
there's
so keep
the Texas Star. I mean, there's 6-7 varieties we sell that are hardy.
Okay, so keep that in mind.
Can I ask his location then?
Yes.
Where he's located at?
We're just north of the Woodlands in south of Conroe, just south of the San Jacinto River, one block off I-45 and 1488.
Nature's Way Resources and Garden Center. Easy to find, easy to get to, no matter where you are.
A little bit of travel, but yes, I'm very familiar with the area.
Great. Well, it's worth it. Well, thanks for your call, Ted. Have a great weekend. And this is Home Show Garden Pros on Sports Radio 610. You can give us a call at 281-833-3333, 281-833-3333, and we will return after this.
You could spend your whole weekend slogging through that to-do list of chores at home.
Ah!
Or you could go from to-do to done like a boss. Get the help it takes from Houston's go-to guy for the sport of home improvements, Tom Tynan on Home Show Radio.
You've got good advice for people, and I appreciate it.
Coming up next after the Home Show Garden Pros.
And anytime you want.
At homeshowradio.com. Pros you can trust. Tips, advice, videos, and the Home Show podcast. Always on.
Always free.
Homeshowradio.com.
Stay tuned. Home Show Radio will return shortly.